Good morning. We continue with our study of the Cholos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Learning in Shul this week is sponsored in memory of Leah Bas Ephraim, and it's our hope that the study that we do this week and the work we do on ourselves also serves as a Zechus Aliyas Neshama. The Cholos HaLevavos has been telling us how we need to consider ourselves before we stand before God. He begins by highlighting a Gemara in Brachos that tells us that a person should measure himself when or herself when he or she is getting ready to pray. If a person has the ability to concentrate and to properly space himself or herself, go ahead and daven. If not, don't daven. Rabbi Eliezer taught that was the final message Rabbi Eliezer offered his students as well. The Talmud tells us that as he was on his deathbed, one of the messages he offered them was the understanding that when you are davening, please know to whom you are davening and prepare accordingly. And the rabbis tell us preparing accordingly means don't daven to a clock. Sometimes it happens that we have such a hustle and bustle in life that we feel, to a certain degree, like we're praying to the clock. My friend Chazan Yossi Malavani always used to highlight to us how dangerous it was to daven to the clock. No, davening is different, says the Cholos HaLevavos. Davening is the soul calling out to its source, to turning to the soul crying to God, to praise God, to raise God, to raise herself or himself within the process, and to throw all of our needs into that connection. And this is one of the great opportunities for the soul to plug in, reconnect, and change. This is an incredible idea, because when one thinks about it, it's not God whose mind we try to change as a result of prayer. It's the soul trying to change itself. And therefore, when a person prays out of need, al kol tzarasha tavo, if there's any sort of great need that the soul has on any particular situation or moment in time, then at that moment in time when the soul reconnects to its source, what winds up happening at that moment in time is that we can honestly declare before God, that person, that soul that you made a gezeira against, that you issued a decree against, That is no longer me. So please look at me. I'm a different person. That's the role of prayer. Prayer is an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and to declare before God, that other person, that's not me. Which of course raises an exciting theological question. If that's the case, then I understand why an individual davens for his or her own needs. But why is it that so many of us, when we hear about tragedy, are asked to please pray on somebody else's behalf, whether it's a mishaberach, whether it's an opportunity to offer psalms? What is it that we're doing at that moment in time? Rav Matisyahu Salomon points out that even when a person cannot pray on his or her own behalf, but rather inspires others to pray on his or her own behalf, that would be the same as if the person had gotten up and delivered an incredible inspirational address that those who would listen would turn around and be inspired by, to look at their own lives and make changes in their own lives. When I inspire you or you inspire me to look at our own lives and make appropriate changes, then you or I are causing a Kiddush Hashem. And so then when we daven for somebody else, what we're doing, if we're doing it right, is inspiring change, not only in ourselves, but in those who give us the opportunity to pray. And so why do we use prayer? Why not Musar? Rav Matisyahu steps in and points out to us, because prayer is more complete. The process of tefillah is a process where an individual connects using the system utilized by our forefathers, by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That is much greater than just offering a simple story or a Musar Shmooze. That has more impact, because the lamplighters lit the way and showed us the right way to connect to the soul. This is a fantastic means and a tremendous uplift, not only for he or she who needs the tefillah, but he or she who's inspired to need the tefillah as well. Let's focus a drop as we get ready for our prayers in the next couple of days. Let's focus on the tefillah, yes, but more importantly, on what we are doing and how tefillah is going to go ahead and have an effect on doing to us as well. Have a great day.